Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
Well, in interesting timing news, Apple has set its March 21st media event a day before its court hearing. That one with the U.S. government? We're talking all things Apple coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Apple sent out invitations for a very special media event to be held March 21st. Now, this is a day before a federal court hearing with the U.S. government over a locked iPhone. The tagline for this March 21st invitation has raised some eyebrows, reading, "Let us loop you in." So, in an effort to do a little more Apple catch-up, who better to fill us in than WSJD's very own Brian Fitzgerald, who is joining us in our New York studios. Welcome back, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
So, Apple sent out invitations for a media event. This is going to be held on March 21st. Now, it's a day before a federal court hearing in the company's fight with the U.S. government over a locked iPhone, obviously. Now, we'll get to that interesting timing in just a moment. But can you talk to me about this event, just to catch our listeners up? Is this an annual spring event, specifically a showcase of sorts?
It is a big, it's a big product event. Apple has had early in the year, calendar year events. We know them for, you know, usually for their June event, which is the Worldwide Developers Conference, big on iOS. And we know them from the September event, which is usually the big iPhone launch. But they have had March events, and they generally have revolved around iPad earlier, and now just sort of a grab bag of different product line updates.
Now, who gets invited to these kinds of things? Important editors like yourself? Or are you invited? Or
well, you know, if I lobbied to go there, I probably could. But we have, you know, I'm part of the East Coast wing of WSJD. We have righteous people on the West Coast who can attend.
Okay, cool. So we'll get the skinny from then. Very good. So one thing that you mentioned in this piece was that they are going to show some new iPhones and iPads. Any hints on the specifics there?
Yeah, sure. Well, look, we should always state that a lot of this is rumor mill, and some of it's very, very decently reported rumor. But here is generally what is expected: is one iPhone, one iPad, and the iPhone that's expected will be a smaller version than the 5.5-inch and 4.7-inch iPhone 6S, 6S Plus that's on the market now. You know, when Apple came out with the larger screens with the iPhone 6 model, you know, people ate them up.
Right.
There was a lot of demand for those, but there always was a group of people who really liked a smaller phone because they found it more manageable or smaller hands or whatever reason. And so there was, you know, they clamored for an update of the hardware that wouldn't increase the screen size. And so that's what's expected here is a smaller screen model.
Yeah, I can attest to that as someone with small hands. Well, I'm curious about the iPad, though, as well, because iPad sales aren't where they could be. I think it's because most people have an iPad for a decent amount of time. It works well for a decent amount of time. You're not necessarily rushing out to get a new one. So having said that, do you think that the newest iPad might just be a little shinier and just you know, speak to that?
Well, you know, I think what you pointed out is a real problem for Apple and this product line. And it's true. The iPad has not taken off in the way that the iPhone has, you know, over the years with that same, you know, vigorous refresh cycle, right? People aren't running out and trading them in, trading them up. No, I don't think that this particular line is going to do anything to change that. What's expected is a smaller version of the iPad Pro, or perhaps just a sort of a refresh of the iPad Air. It's, you know, those are where the two, you know, thinking lines go. And I don't think either is really going to do much to suddenly reinvigorate sales of this tablet device. You know, CEO Tim Cook, you know, has said for some time now that, you know, the tablet was such a new device in 2010 when it came out, the iPad, which is arguable. But, you know, his point was that we don't really know yet what the refresh cycle for this kind of device will be. And that was sort of his defense of the iPad. But, you know, 5-6 years later now, you do start to wonder if there is a refresh cycle for people.
Right.
And, especially with these larger phones. You know, I have an iPad and I have an iPhone 6S Plus. I have the biggest iPhone I can have, and I got to tell you, it really does make you question whether you need to have both of those devices.
Yeah, they're sort of meeting each other in the middle, almost.
Right, and this is why Apple's coming out with this range of devices of many different sizes. Is they're going to find, you know, you throw sizes against the wall, and you're going to find the ones that really hook with their users.
Right, right. So my last question is, and I hinted at this at the start of this podcast, was the timing of this event.
Right.
It's right before, now, you know, as everyone knows, there's the huge U.S. government hearing with Apple. Mm-hmm. It's going to take place
it's
March 22nd.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, the tagline for this event is "Let us loop you in."
Right.
Now, you can't help but question, are they being cute here? Are right. are they going to reveal anything? And especially right. with that wording, what are folks saying? What have been the rumblings
as far as
that?
I swear, there are no greater marketers than the people at Apple,
yeah.
right? To get people talking about the taglines of their invites as a thing. But it's true. People speculate. What does loop you in mean? You know, and does it mean their address, which is you know, one infinite loop? Is it, does it have to do with new watch bands, which is something else expected, new bands for the Apple Watch? Or is it something else? Maybe is it, let us loop you into our thinking about the privacy and encryption debate that we're having, the fight that we're having with the government, you know, any one of those three. And so,
right.
The timing is peculiar, but we should point out, you know, as we said earlier, you know, Apple's had March events before. So it's a little bit, I think this is just a grand coincidence and an opportunity for the company to continue what it's been doing, which is taking a really public debate, making this debate, this fight with the government, a public debate. And they'll have a pretty big stage to do that the day before the court hearing.
Right. So, again, that event is on March 21st. Brian, I'd love if you came back afterwards to maybe fill us in on the happenings at that event.
I'd be happy to.
That'd be great. Brian Fitzgerald, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts at wsj.com/podcasts. And be sure to look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.